Hello, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And so we have a lot to chat about today.
I know, so much pop culture-y stuff. I know this is old, but I just watched the Theranos documentary over the weekend.
Yeah, what'd you think? Sammy and I talked about it on Diet Starts Tomorrow, but because I watched it last week, because I could not, every single meeting I went to, everyone kept talking about it.
I thought it was very interesting, and I thought it was, like, I thought that the most interesting thing was that it wasn't like anyone was like necessarily trying to start this fraud. I do think it was kind of like she really thought she was like gonna get it, and then it just didn't happen.
Yes and no. I think
she was like kind of like trying to buy time until she could like figure it out. I don't think she was like, this isn't gonna work, I'm just gonna dupe everyone.
No, but she wasn't trying to do anything to make it work. That, like, they, all her scientists kept telling her, like, you can't physically make this product in a small ass machine.
Well,
she's like, I'm obsessed with making things small because I'm obsessed with making things small because she wants to be Steve Jobs. She loves the glory. She's obsessed with that glory. That's the trait. Why she wore the same outfit. She wore a turtleneck.
And that's the fact that she wore the exact same outfit was a little ridiculous.
Because she's sort of like the millennial version of all these actual big ass entrepreneurs.
Right. But what she really wanted to be like was Thomas Edison, who they said like did the same thing where he like, yeah, but he wasn't a fraud because he eventually figured it out. He eventually made it. So maybe she was like, listen, all these people, like, everyone tells them they can't do things and they can't make it happen. And even these scientists that work for me, like, they're saying it can happen. Maybe I need to find someone who can make it happen because I believe this can happen. Whatever. Right. I don't think it was like she was like, I'm going to like start this thing as like I know it can't be done. I'm going to do it anyway so I can like make all this money and do that thing.
But her biggest thing was that she did lie. She lied to like Walmart, for example, saying that this thing was working because she wanted to get more investment money.
Right. I think it got out of hand. Right. Obviously. I mean, she definitely, like, guilty, like she should be like tried for this. I don't think she's like not guilty, but I do think it's interesting that I don't think she like started it off trying to do that. I think she really did eventually think that it would just like she'd figure it out.
I think though, however, that she's obsessed with change in a way that she doesn't actually think she doesn't actually know how to make. Like, she likes to be associated with the glory of being this like change maker.
Right. Well, like, she likes the idea of
it. She likes the power and she likes the attention, but she has no idea what she's changing. You know what I mean?
Right. And then it also probably becomes like this obsession with her is where she's like in the bubble, so she thinks it can happen.
Yeah.
And then there's no one like, she's like too powerful for anyone to, within her own company, for anyone to like really fuck with.
She's a good saleswoman. Like, that's what she is. She's a marketing salesperson, and that's what she's good at. Her biggest flaw was getting into the health industry where it affects people's lives.
Right.
Blood.
If this was like Fire Festival.
Well, like, even like Steve Jobs, for example, he's making computers. Like, and even he's not getting into the, like, not him, but like Apple's not getting into the health world. It's all about computers and entertainment and nothing
there's a lot more
that affects someone's, you know, life. And when you're going in and checking for like whether somebody has syphilis or not, and you're not giving accurate results, that's when shit will hit the fan if you're not a trustworthy person.
Well, it's not, I don't even think it's about her. I don't think necessarily any CEOs are like so trustworthy. I don't think it's about like her being trustworthy. I think it's more about her.
She's not forthcoming.
Right. I think a lot of people who are CEOs aren't forthcoming. It's just the fact, I think that in her, the most interesting thing to me was in her mind, she was probably like, I'm very close to doing this. I'm getting this. They got one FDA approved thing. So I can see how in her head she's like,
but that's marketing. FDA approved thing was marketing. It was pure marketing.
She got FDA approved.
Yeah. But didn't you hear what they said? That it wasn't like actually legit. They got like one small thing approved that actually had no relevance to what they were trying to do.
I think the Edison, that was the one thing that was approved for the Edison to do.
No.
Yeah, the Edison was approved to do this one test that wasn't that intense.
Oh, it was
intense.
Only one test out of 200. Test.
Right, but I'm saying in her mind, she's like, okay, we got one done. We got one. We're close. We're very close. And like, I just need a little more time and we'll figure it out. I think that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact she got one approved, that's hard to do. She was probably like, there's something here that's working. We just need to figure out how to make the rest line up.
I have a sneaking suspicion someone was paid off for that. A. B. I think what I was saying was that, sure, no CEOs are forthcoming necessarily because they don't want people involved in their shit. But I'm saying that, like, which is fine when you're not dealing with people's lives. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're dealing with, like, the entertainment business or you're dealing with computers or things like that, like, I mean, yeah, people's data is in there, which is important, like in a computer. But when it comes to like actually pricking people, taking blood samples, checking for actual life-threatening illnesses, that's where it gets really tricky.
Yeah, the field is very obviously fucked like up. Very serious stakes.
So I think that you need to be really like a science person through and through, which she
doesn't
like
seem
wasn't.
Like she totally was. She wasn't. Right. I agree with that. On a lighter note, though, we have the
the launch of Poosh,
which speaking of businesses, which might be bullshit, but with lower stakes.
Very low. As an example, as on the other side
right,
of the
she
coin.
She should have started Poosh.
Yeah.
And
she would have been so
been
good
fine.
At Poosh.
Yeah.
Here, first of all, I just want to call out to say that I called what Poosh was going to be day one when she posted that like naked photo on Instagram, that it was going to be Kourtney Kardashian's version of Goop, which it is, because that's the only thing that she's kind of like been her thing, like health right. and gluten free and blah, blah, blah. And
how
so,
is it different than Goop, though?
It's Kourtney.
So it's
that's
like,
the only difference. It's a different face. So like,
is it like vegan wellness bullshit, whatever?
She hasn't posted enough, and it's not all wellness, because her first post was an interview with Kris Jenner on how to be a badass with two money signs boss. And if you watch the interview, it's so fucking funny, because like Kris is clearly like a great interviewee. Kris is the interviewee,
okay.
And Kourtney like is not a good interviewer, and she just clearly is just like thinking about her next question and not listening to what anything Kris is saying. The dynamic is so weird. And what does this have to do with anything? Why is this your first thing? This is the only interview you can get is your mom.
I mean, I think, well, I wonder if this will be successful. I feel like there's a possibility it will, just because people will really like, they could take a crap and people would buy it.
Here's why, like, it can be successful, because they have an unlimited funds for it to be successful. Goop is successful because she keeps getting funding. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Plus, like, again, like, they have a huge audience. They have a market. People will like buy whatever
exactly.
they tell them to.
And exactly. But here's my thing. Gwyneth.
Although Kris Jenner's talk show didn't work out.
It didn't.
So some
You're
things
right.
fail.
Neither did Bethany's. My thing about Kourtney. Okay. Gwyneth will post.
Gwyneth.
Photos and videos of her not wearing makeup and like looks how she looks. You know what I mean? Like, she's very honest about what she looks like at that age. Sure.
Right.
She
it's
uses,
not all
like,
natural.
She uses like billions of elixirs costing like billions of dollars.
She hasn't had any surgeries.
I'm sure she's had like a nip and a tuck, but at the right. same time, she doesn't face tune every single one of her Instagrams, whereas Kourtney does.
Right.
And that I find is the difference. And I'm starting to think that I think that Kourtney's shit's going to be a little bit fluffy, like a little bit BS, like, you know, because her whole thing is that she's not that hard of a worker. That's like her, like,
that's her MO.
That's her MO. She's not that hard of a worker, and that all of her sisters like sort of make her feel like shit about it. And so like they gave her this wellness media platform, and she's like, this will be perfect. Poosh is the nickname for my child, and it has two O's, like Goop. So
what child?
Penelope. They call
is
her Poosh.
Oh.
And then they say like, oh, and we can make so many pens for Poosh. Like, Poosh the boundaries is their like hashtag.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna Poosh the boundaries and Poosh. Like Poosh it up.
It's a very funny word, but so is Goop. So
I know it's funny, but you know, they have money, and that's
yeah, well,
like,
it's a lot easier to like, fuck
like,
around
it's
with
like giving,
new ideas.
You know, it's like giving your like, you know, like the husbands will give their wives a little side
project. Yeah, I mean, if Kourtney doesn't want to work that hard, that seems like it's not a bad idea. What do you think? Are they gonna make money off of just like selling shit?
If I was given like $1 billion,
is it going to be all Kardashian products that they're selling?
No. I don't think so. No, it's like a well, like here are, this is what my beauty diet secrets are. This is what I'm doing now, which she was her app, but her, all of their apps shut down.
They also have a lot of surgeries though. So like, I'm not really.
I think Kourtney looks the most natural out of all of them.
She looks like the most
because
consistent.
She photoshops right. herself.
She looks this very, very similar to how she looked like in the picture, in the before pictures
yeah.
of like the
and
Kardashians.
Her body looks really great. Mm-hmm. She's the oldest sister. She's physically had three children. It mm-hmm. wasn't a no surrogate.
Right.
It ain't no surrogate. So I mean,
yeah,
she has
from,
that.
You look at pictures of Kourtney from like 2000.
She went to
she
college.
She looks similar. Did she?
Yeah.
Did she drop out?
No, I think she went.
I'm pretty sure she's a dropout from like
Arizona. like, at least she went. And I don't think her mom paid for her to get in.
We're like, I don't think she would need to necessarily.
And so, yeah, I think that, I don't know, guys. I think we have to stay tuned to see what else, other things besides this interview that comes out. I love her aesthetic. Her thing was always like the design, like her house is beautiful, like that, which I get. Like that's why I like her a lot.
She just wants to be a mom.
Which she should, but she needs a thing to stay relevant is what I'm gathering from this.
Right.
Is like,
especially she doesn't have any interesting storylines. She dating anyone?
I didn't watch the first episode of, I didn't watch last season of Kardashians. I just like couldn't. And so I'm thinking I might watch this season because I heard Kanye's in it and he's like in the interviews.
That's funny.
And, I heard,
well, Kanye needs a little reputation
boost.
This
is going to be the big Jordan. I think Jordan, the Jordan drama is going to be on this season.
Oh, so that's why it happened.
Yeah, okay. Obviously. We were in a content meeting and we were thinking about like, oh, how like the Kardashian content does really well. And that like we can't rely on like a scandal. And then I think Sammy was like, I'm pretty sure we can rely on at least one scandal. They need a plot line for the show.
Right.
It's one scandal 16th season. Yeah. Season. Isn't that wild?
That's true. Yeah. People just like getting older. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So if anybody wants to read all more of our take on this Poosh thing, go to betches.com. We have a whole article about it and it's really good. So please go. Speaking of 16 long seasons of something, I am almost done with Orange County.
You've caught up.
If anybody follows me, you see I ended at season 12 because that's all Hulu gave me. And then I was like, what do I do now? Like, it's nowhere else. It's off season. It's not on Bravo. Those fuckers.
You have to buy it. That's what they count on.
So I debated for a whole 2 minutes and I was like, I'm buying it. What do you mean? I've invested so much of my time to watch this.
I bought it too.
How? Yeah. Afterwards, you told me I should have logged into your iTunes. But
I think I bought it on like Verizon TV.
Oh wow. Lose that one.
Yeah, I don't know, but you can, if you buy it on Verizon, like just Fios,
you can get,
there's an option to pay less for standard definition.
See, that would drive me insane.
When I'm watching, I'm more like listening than I am even watching.
Oh, I love,
I'm usually
watching,
like doing things while I'm watching.
The best thing is is Kelly Dodd's opening line, which is, somebody call animal control because a cougar. It's so funny. I can't. Okay, so here are my feelings.
Let's hear. Okay. You have to recap me on what's going on because I don't remember.
So last season, Shannon Bedore gained the 70 weight.
70 pounds.
The weight, as
70
she
pounds is so much weight.
She, yeah, it's very shocking to see because she
was that
so
short of a period of time.
Yeah, she gained a lot of weight.
It's like she gained it over the course of like her adult life, I feel like.
And here's the thing. It's like she blames the weight gain. She calls it my weight. She never says like I gained some weight. She's just like the weight, right? As it, like, it's another body.
It's another person.
Well, technically, like, she gained she gained some weight.
She gained a small child.
And you feel really bad because you can see her confidence level just literally just dropped to the floor.
I mean, her husband like left her and he now has a new family.
Okay, but in this season, it's so interesting because she actually is no longer protecting him and she's saying the shit that he has done.
Tell me what he's done.
He said I'm only on like episode 6 or something, but he texted her like constantly berating her, you fat piece of shit.
It's so weird. You can't imagine him saying that one from the him you see on TV.
Yeah, because he's like, Shannon.
He almost seems like he's like not aware of what's going on.
He's like, Shannon, right? Honey dear, get me some chips and salsa. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he said that stuff to her in the context of them like fighting and saying mean shit to each other. Still fucked up.
No, he's like, have you even moved? Get out of fucking bed. Like, no, I think that's what I said to Russ. I said, would you say that?
Oh, that was me. Sorry.
No, I was like, because I was watching it with Rusty and I was like, would you text? We wouldn't text that to each other because like we're both on the other side. I'm in the bed and he's on the couch and he's like, get out of fucking couch. Get off the fucking bed. Like as a joke. But yeah, I can picture that because every time they show him, he's like swinging on the monkey bars.
Right.
And he cares about his physique.
Well, he's probably getting ready to leave.
Because he's... Yeah, and he said to her, like, 2 months were good, but all the other, like, 20 years were bad. Like, what a dick.
Right.
And he doesn't hire an attorney, and he won't, like...
The fact that he didn't hire an attorney... Did you get to the part where she gets the money?
Yeah, she gets the money, and he berates her again, and she even, like, lets him pay her a little less.
That was so nice of her.
Yeah, but, like, first of all, I don't really get it. Like, Vicky's like, you can come work for me. Like, doesn't she have wealth? Like, her family comes from wealth.
She doesn't need any money. $30,000 a month is a lot.
No, but like without that, I mean, like, doesn't she have her own family
inheritance? She doesn't have any earned income probably besides the housewives money, but she probably has her family has money, but that doesn't count.
I know it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. So right. He owes her.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He had an affair, like a year long affair.
He had an affair and she took care of the kids and she took care of the house and she took care of the other shit. So like,
well, technically she didn't. She found out later that you can't pay for water.
Honestly, I didn't think that was that stupid. In any apartment you rent, there water is always included.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, Shannon, what a out of it idiot. Like every single apartment that I've ever paid rent at literally had never had a water fee.
Well, I think in homes.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that, but I don't think it's like so crazy that a person wouldn't understand that. It's the last time they lived alone or they were paying that bill.
I also realize the thing about Tamara rolling around on that like leg thing is so cute and funny. I really like her. I totally see her thing about how Shannon is so selfish.
Right. Well, she's very self-involved, but she's also very depressed. So she's not going to be.
But she's like, woe is me. Like, pity me. My whole life sucks constantly. The weight.
I mean, she's having a really shitty year. I get it. Her husband left her.
I know.
She is 70 pounds overweight. I understand why. And like, literally, like now has like a new an entire her's her biggest fear. And he now has like an entire new family.
And part of it was her. I don't want to say her fault, but like she was protecting him. She was protecting him.
Right.
And I think she would have been less stressed if she hadn't, if she was more honest and she wasn't like blaming herself.
She always seemed kind of honest about the fact that he like that they had a very fucked up marriage.
I think, but she would never, ever really say what was going on. And I think
she just didn't say the mean spirited things that he said to her. Because again, it's also like, that's also like your children's father.
She's protecting her dad, yeah.
That's your children's father. That's someone who you're trying to make it work with. You're not going to air like the crazy mean.
I don't think they were trying to make it work. I think it was a show. And I think that they were trying to protect the kids and by showing that they were trying to make it work. But the whole time he was texting her mean shit and saying he lived on the other side of the house. They weren't trying to make it work.
I think they were for at least a brief period of time within that.
Like
I think
the vow renewal was bullshit. It was for TV.
They seem to be getting along like pretty well season. I know, but like that's what I'm saying. That's what you see. That it seemed like it was better and then it wasn't. And you can tell physically on her. She gains all this weight. Like, but I get it. Sometimes you're not like that attuned to other people's issues when you're in like a really dark place, which she was. So I think it's you gotta like cut her a little slack.
I cut her so much slack. It's just I think that if she cared more about others, like, you know, when she wouldn't have as much of a hard time dealing with her situation, because I think she sees part of her life, like she realizes it later that part of her life is being married. Like that's who she is. I'm a married woman. Like, you know what I mean? It's not really like I am married. I'm a married woman. Like that's part of her personality. And that's why she was holding on to it. And it was about her rather than their relationship. So like that's what I was getting from it. And because now that was being taken from her, she has having this personality crisis. And at that time, she has to be so selfish. And I think if she cared more about like the greater.
About Tamara.
Like just her friendships, the people who are there for her. You have to ask them.
I guess. Yeah, I see that. But I also think like you're allowed to like take a little time and just be.
She's had so long. It's been a long time. It's been a long fucking time.
It's been a long time.
But I like her this season more.
Right.
Much more.
And then lastly, let's talk about. So apparently they're working on this male birth control pill. Which is coming.
To switch gears. Are they actively working on it?
I'm pretty sure they're actively.
There was an article in the New York Times. This is where it's coming from. That we read that.
Or New York Daily News, but whatever, same thing, ish.
I don't think the New York Times will agree.
Whatever. They're coming out with this male birth control. They're still like 10 years away from it. But can you imagine a world in which you don't have to take birth control and it's all on men? Do you think that would be good or bad? Would you be fine
trust
with that?
Trust them to take it?
Yeah.
Depends who. Like, I would trust Rusty to take his birth control if he knows that I'm not.
Right. Well, it's also kind of like.
If I'm single, no.
Right. If you're, then you're like, I'm not leaving this
single,
on someone
absolutely
else.
Absolutely not. Right. But
I think it'll put, one positive thing I think will do is it'll get rid of a sense of like, this is the woman's job, especially for single people.
Yeah.
Because it's like men are just kind of like, they're like, a lot of them just assume you're on the pill. And now that's like not something that they're going to
have to assume. Right. And people ask, let's
the girl could
condom.
Say that girl could say that too. Like, oh my God, but it's almost like, not that the stakes are higher for a woman getting pregnant, but it is her body. It's inside of her body. So I feel like
you can't walk away.
Right. There's even more motivation to take something than there is for a man, where it's like, I could do this to someone else. It's like, this is going to be, the proof of it is going to be like in your physical body.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't just walk away from it.
Right. But
it
also
to you.
Men are always the ones who are like scared and paranoid. So now it's like, great, you have more agency in this. You can.
Yeah. Is it supposed to be super effective?
I mean, it's not like ready
as
yet.
As much
so
as birth control.
I guess by the time it's ready,
the
we'll see.
The thing about birth control, though, is that they claim that it regulates your hormones. We spoke to a bunch of doctors on Die Starts Tomorrow, like a really good fertility doctor in New York. And he claims to say, they say that it does, but. And I get it, because women have more like fluctuating hormones because we are primed every month to have a child.
Right. Your hormones are primed to change every month.
Exactly. Right. And so I get that. And I get that. That's why it's just like, it's an interesting thing, because it's like we're forcing it on guys because of like society.
You're saying it's less natural for them to be regulate or like changing their hormones than us. I think that's possible. That's like true,
because their body.
It's an interesting perspective.
Because like, not that I'm against it. Like, totally, guys should definitely like care,
right?
And like, they should have some agency or responsibility more so about it. But I think that women, like, I guess if I don't know.
Here's the thing. I think even if my boyfriend could take birth control, I would still take it, and then we'd be like doubly protected. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll just like decrease any chance of like, because the more people you have doing something, the less of a chance of there being like a freak occurrence with it.
Yeah.
Or, so it's kind of just like adding extra. I would see it as adding extra protection. I don't think I would like put that in someone else's hands just because it's my body. I want to be like, I want to make sure that whatever is growing or not growing inside of it is like is under my complete control.
Yeah.
If men could get pregnant, I'd be like, great, you take the birth control.
Yeah. Right.
If they were the ones that had to deal with like the body changes.
Okay, but that's never going to happen. So I can't even imagine.
It's not, but I'm saying like if the roles were reversed and men were the ones who had to have the babies.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, like you take it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're saying that having like been a woman. Mm-hmm. But like if you weren't, and it depends again, it so depends on your personality. Because if I was a guy, I feel like I'd be the guy who'd want to be like, no, like, let me take some responsibility. You know what I mean?
Right. But then let's say they, like, fucked up and forgot to take it and you got pregnant.
Yeah.
You'd be so annoyed at them.
Well, yeah. Right. I do sometimes fuck up and forget to take it as me, a woman.
Right. But you haven't, like, if you haven't gotten pregnant.
And Rusty doesn't really get mad at me if I forget. But I don't know. It's so interesting.
I'm on the NuvaRing, so it's not that kind of.
You're still on it. It's been a long time.
I love the NuvaRing. If you guys are looking for non-pill forms of birth control, this is not sponsored. But I've been on the NuvaRing since like college, and it's my fave.
My favorite story is this girl we were friends with. She was hooking up with this guy, and she texts me in the morning.
It's gone.
And she's like, "Oh my God, I think I left my NuvaRing in his apartment." And
so I guess when it came out,
it fell out when they were doing it.
So, and she realized that. How did she even know it was gone?
Maybe because she had to take it out.
Why did she have to? Oh, like she was going. It was time to take it out. Right.
Time
the way the NuvaRing works for all of those.
Take it out.
Every 3 weeks, you put in the NuvaRing. 3 weeks later, you take it out. There's a week where you don't have anything in. You get your period, and then you put it.
Yeah, like
you put
normal,
it back in a week. After.
So she realizes, I'm like, holy shit. She's like, what do? Do I text him? Like,
so there's probably, if he saw it, I think it was a bracelet.
I was dying laughing.
It looks like one of those like snap bracelets from middle school.
So from then on, we called him. His nickname was Nuva. And I just, anyway.
Yeah, that is the only issue with NuvaRing.
I would really.
Although I've been on it for like 6 years, 7 years. That happened one time.
I'm on a birth control that does not give me my period. Which is great and not great in some ways, because sometimes I think I'm pregnant. I would really love to hear what everybody thinks about this male birth control thing. So email
right
us,
in.
slapped at betches.com. I just want to know, like, what do all the people think? What do the people say? What do you guys think?
Would you still take it?
Would you still take it? Do we trust men enough?
A lot of women out there don't take birth control because they don't like what they find that it affects their moods or that they gain weight or things. So, I mean, I'm sure those women would love that.
I'm personally, like, I've been on birth control for so long. I'm really excited to get off of it, but not, I'm not excited to, like, have a child right now. But, like, eventually when I do, I'm excited to see what happens.
I wouldn't say I'm excited. I'm a little nervous.
I think it's exciting because I don't want to have to take, I don't like taking meds, like, at all.
Right. I don't even think of myself as taking meds because, again, because it's like I put it in and then I forget about
it. It's just taking fucking hormones.
It's weird that I put a bracelet in my body and then, like, yeah, I take fucking it out Coachella bracelet. Coachella bracelet in my vagina. Yeah. Take it out 3 weeks later.
VIP. And
that's, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think of myself as, like, taking medication, but, like, it is. But it's weird that these hormones are released through this, like, my Coachella bracelet. Coachella.
Did you get VIP tickets? All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to do some Dear Betches.
So, Aileen, have you tried Rothy's yet?
Yes, I have. I've been wearing Rothy's. So, Rothy's are these really, really nice, sustainable style, really cute,
really
shoes.
Comfy,
and most importantly, so comfortable. So they come in, like, flats. You can get, like, a cool slipper, and really important about them, you can throw them in the washer,
which is always like great. Like, I wore them a couple weeks ago. I went to Napa, and there's, like, a lot of walking, but you also want a cute shoe.
You want a cute shoe.
Right, you want a cute shoe. You're, like, out on the town. You're doing,
like,
fun things.
Not always want to wear a bulky sneaker.
Exactly. And they were really great for that trip because I got to, like, walk around the vineyards and it was comfy. But they're also very cute, so you don't have to, like, trade comfort for style.
Right. So their whole thing is, like, everyday flats for life on the go, which I totally understand. They're so cute. I got these, like, green ones that have, like, a little emblem. They kind of look like smoking slippers because I'm so chic. No, I'm not. But they're really, really adorable, and they come with all of these different colors, patterns, different silhouettes. So, like, depending on what you like that works with your body, they have that. And they have, like, pops of colors. It goes with every outfit. It's really good for work, I think.
They're great. They're high quality. They're, like, affordable, which is just, it's great because you can get a few pairs.
And they are so comfortable. Someone, a Yahoo editor, recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned, which is, I would say, a Betches editor also says the same.
Yeah.
As a Betches editor.
Yes.
And it's really, really sustainable, as I said before. So they're made from recycled plastic water bottles, which is actually crazy because you're, like, wearing that.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's cool.
You feel like,
doing well for the earth.
Yeah, I agree.
So right now, Rothy's is an amazing deal for our listeners. Use code BETCH to get free shipping with no minimum. That's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust us, you won't return them. So go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com, and enter BETCH to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Once you try the shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, you're never going to want to wear anything else. Head to Rothy's.com and claim this offer code with code BETCH.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
And we're back. Do you want me to read the email?
Yes, read it. Read it.
Okay,
read
dear Betches, firstly, thank you for keeping me entertained at work. Y'all are hilarious. Let's get to it. My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost a year and everything is great. We often hang out with another couple. Let's call them Mike and Ashley. I've known Ashley since before I met my boyfriend about 3 years ago. I have never been the biggest fan of Mike, and he and my boyfriend became pretty good friends. Recently, we have stopped hanging out as much because they have become increasingly pessimistic and hard to be around. It really brings my boyfriend and I down. However,
it's like Shannon Bedore.
Seriously. I speak to Ashley a couple times a week. Last week, Mike texted my boyfriend out of the blue asking if he was with me. He said yes. I was in bed next to him, but he told him I was downstairs. Classic. Mike said, can I ask you something just between you and I? And then proceeded to tell my boyfriend that he wanted to break up with Ashley and doesn't know how to do it. Your boyfriend is not as good friends with this guy as he thinks he is.
Yeah.
There's one long paragraph.
He said she's very pessimistic.
He said she is very pessimistic and always complaining, which we noticed, but about both of them. I'm not sure why Mike would reach out to my boyfriend. They met through me and they don't hang out without Ashley and I. I want to tell Ashley, but I don't want to put my boyfriend in a shitty position. They have since posted stories on Snapchat while they were together, and I have tried to ask Ashley how their relationship was going, and she seems to be fine. She seems to feel everything is fine. What should I do? Thanks. Torn batch. This is an interesting
Is interesting. Do you feel like they're younger because they use Snapchat?
Possibly. Yeah. Yes. When's the last time you put up a Snapchat?
I don't have my login.
I don't think I've ever posted a couple Snapchat.
Me neither. That's how long I've been off Snapchat. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
What I think. I think your loyalty is to your friend. Your boyfriend obviously is friends with this guy, but not such good friends that he's keeping this from you. But because I think that you and your friend have the longer standing relationship, it's kind of fucked up for this guy to tell your boyfriend, for him not to tell you and for you not to tell her. I think what you should say is tell your boyfriend, because he did tell you, to say to this guy, listen, I'm... I mean, he doesn't have to say he already told you. You could say, listen, this is Ashley. This is whatever your name is.
Yeah.
This is Torn Betch's friend. And I feel really weird keeping this from her. And I feel really weird giving advice about this, because this is someone I know. And this is someone my girlfriend is really, really close to. So I feel like you should tell her, or you should not tell me anything else about this, because it's putting me in a weird position.
Yeah. I would definitely give the advice to the boyfriend and say, do this ASAP, because I can't,
it's not your place to tell her this now, in a
weird position. But does Torn Betch tell Ashley?
I think she should encourage her boyfriend to encourage Ashley's boyfriend, Mike,
to do it now
or to say something to her, or at least express how he's feeling to her now, so that she doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
I think she can get away with not saying anything. She should do it. But if he's gonna pretend everything's great,
I think she has one day. This message will explode in 24 hours, right? because then she has the defense from Ashley to be like, I told him, I told boyfriend to tell Mike to do it.
It's annoying because she and the boyfriend don't have names.
Let's say boyfriend is Torn Betch's boyfriend, and Torn Betch is Torn Betch. Torn Betch has the defense from Ashley saying, I said that it is completely not boyfriend's place to do anything. He needs to talk to you immediately. Otherwise, I was going to tell you in a day.
Right.
So you have a day. It's not my place to tell you. I don't want to make this even worse. Right. This but then she could be like, you didn't fucking prepare me. Then I was blindsided.
I'm trying to think realistically
if Rusty told Mike that he wants to dump me, which I will fucking stab him.
I would think that was a really fucking stupid move on Rusty's part. Because I'm
bad Monopoly deal.
Because let's say I don't think they're at this level where they would necessarily tell
do
them.
I have a theory. Do you think Mike just did it so that Torn Betch would just go and tell her? It's really hard to break up with someone.
It depends how stupid he is.
Seems like he's dumb and doesn't think he's pessimistic.
But I think this is a messier way to do that. It seems if that's his plan, it's a very bad one. But I think it's very weird for anyone that you were friends with, that you and Rusty are friends with, if you were the primary friendship.
He seems like an idiot.
Right. And they told that person, I would never think that anything that my boyfriend told Rusty wouldn't get back to you.
Yeah. Ashley's better off without this dumbass.
You're like the closer relationship. You and your significant other have a closer relationship.
Right.
Than any friends, let alone friends that are built on a friendship of the original female friends.
It's bro code, man. No, right.
And if it happened, I'm trying to put myself in boyfriend's position. Let's say one of my boyfriend's friends, girlfriends.
Oh my God, cannot follow that.
You and Rusty have friends. Rusty has a friend from high school, and you became friends with his girlfriend.
Right? Okay, I can think of a couple.
Right, yeah. And the girlfriend tells you, I'm thinking of breaking up with Rusty.
Doesn't work in my scenario.
I'm thinking of breaking up with Rusty's friend.
Okay.
You would tell Rusty.
I would be like, I would say to this girl, I'd be like, I'm so sorry you're going through this. That's really rough.
Right. But I'm going to have
Rusty. You know that I really appreciate our friendship, but I'm a girl. I'm we can talk like that, you know, mm-hmm. I have to tell Rusty, and I'm really a loyal person. So I would love to, I really want to be loyal to you in the scenario. But my gut advice is to deal with it right now before I have time to tell Rusty and Rusty has time to tell.
Right.
I was about to say the kid's to say how you're
yeah. feeling to this person. Because they're not talking to their therapist. They're not talking to someone totally impartial.
But we're women and we can speak like that. Men, I don't think can. I can't imagine Mike going like this, hey, Rusty. So if I want to, you know, he'd be like, all right.
Right. I feel like he just wouldn't want to deal with it at all.
And I feel like you would get mad at him. Like, you didn't fucking tell me. You know what I mean? Like, because they don't want to involve themselves.
Right. I wonder if your boyfriend would have told you if you didn't start off the conversation with you being right next to him. I feel like he would have. I would have been so annoyed if he didn't tell me.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Mike wouldn't say anything because he'd be like, I don't know, man. You got to just do it. And then like,
I'm leaving myself out of it. We don't have any couple friends where we're both sort of on a similar level of friendship. Like usually it's either much more him or much more me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
The other option is to lie to Ashley and say he never told me. Is like you instruct boyfriend
to instruct boyfriend and say, listen,
I'm going to do you this favor. I'm not going to tell her, but you have to do it now or else I'm going to tell her in like a couple days. So she's
going to tell Ashley's boyfriend.
No. Guys, we're really sorry. This is so confusing. Okay. Again, I'm torn, bitch.
Okay.
You're my boyfriend.
Okay.
And you're talking to Mike.
Right.
I would say to you, this is what you're doing.
It's also confusing because my boyfriend's actual name is Mike.
It's also so confusing. Okay.
I'm talking to Mike from the story.
You're talking to Story Mike. Okay. Storybook Mike. I say to you, okay, this is what you're going to do. We're doing this together.
Okay.
You tell Mike, Storybook Mike, that this is what you say. You say, listen, you're putting me in a difficult position. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm not, because we're friends, I'm not going to tell Torn Betch, my girlfriend, for like a day or two. But in that day or two, you have to go and tell her.
This is all boyfriend Mike's fault because he's creating the friction.
Torn Betch, though, knows. Torn Betch is instructing boyfriend to do this. So this way, this is Torn Betch's like out.
Mm-hmm.
And say like, I'm so sorry.
Right.
And that's
right. And if he tells her, then you're fine.
And this way, Ashley can't be mad at your boyfriend either.
Right.
Because your boyfriend has the defense of being like, you gave you a deadline.
What if, here's a third scenario. What if, Mike doesn't break up with Ashley. He just has a talk with her about his feelings. They wind up staying together.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to tell Ashley that he was thinking of actually breaking up with her? If they worked it out.
Okay. I wish these people had names. okay, they just have a chat. What does Torn Betch's boyfriend say in this scenario? Does he say like,
he tells him to tell him. So let's say they
have a chat.
So they have a chat. They kind of like work it out.
Yeah.
And they don't break up. Right. But you know that he told your boyfriend that he was trying to break up with you, but he doesn't actually wind up breaking up with you. But they do have a talk. Do you have to tell your friend?
That's rough. I don't want to hurt her feelings, make it worse. But at the same time, sometimes you think that you have to break up, but at the end of the day, you just have to talk something through.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, but like now you know that he was thinking of breaking up with her, but he didn't actually do it.
Right. And maybe they were.
I don't think I would say anything.
I don't think I would say anything unless
she doesn't need to know that.
Unless she asks.
People always, I'm sure, like have fleeting moments of like, maybe I should end whatever.
It's your guilt.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's like something that they really want to do. I wouldn't tell her.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm so glad we delved into that.
I know. Well, no, it reminds me of a similar situation from the show Sex and the City.
Okay.
Where Miranda gets pregnant with Steve's baby and wants to abort it and not even tell him. But she tells all her friends. Right.
Fucked up.
And then Carrie, who's dating Steve's friend Aiden, feels guilty and because she's not telling him. And then she like tells him, but she tells him he can't tell anyone. And he gets so mad at her because he's like, what am I supposed to do with this now or whatever?
Yes, that's selfish move.
Right. On Carrie's part.
I think selfish move on Miranda's part.
Selfish move on both of their parts.
I think the worst thing that anybody could do is tell. about something that has to do with them. It's not like you're trying to get you're getting a piercing that has nothing to do with the other person. You're like aborting, like, whatever you guys
did. Yeah, it's their child. And now, like, your friend knows and he's not supposed to tell you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and in, like, that situation, Big says he won't say anything, but he's pissed off. And I agree with him.
Sorry.
Aiden says he won't say anything, but he's pissed off. And I agree.
I would be so pissed off.
Carrie and Miranda both suck.
They both are idiots in this scenario.
Well, she winds up having it anyway, so, like,
oh, it's Brady?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But at the beginning, she was, like, trying to abort it and just not say anything to him.
I thought you were talking about in the movie when Miranda goes and tells...
Oh, that was so stupid. I hated that. Worst. That was, like, the dumbest plot line, too.
That was so bad.
Why would she even get mad? Like, if that was the thing that made him decide not to marry her? We're talking about the scenario where, like, at the, like, rehearsal dinner, Miranda is, like, so upset about Steve cheating on her that she sees Big and she goes, "You guys are crazy to get married." And that's the thing that sets him off.
Big,
like, he didn't want to marry you that bad. Like, if I could say to Rusty, like, "You guys are crazy to get married," and he was like, "Oh, okay, fuck that." Like, I don't think anyone would look at that situation and be like, "Wow, you really ruined that for them." You'd be like, "No, he didn't really want to marry her."
Yeah, like, you could just be set off that quickly.
Right. That was don't like the dumbest anything. Thing He's that sensitive. She was so mad.
I totally agree.
But anyway,
it's on that show.
They're both crazy.
All right.
Let's we'll be right back and we'll play some games. So, Aileen, you color your hair, right?
I do, and I have been for a while. And I, just because I have some grays from, you know, stress and age. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to find a great shampoo, but recently, and sort of I've been using their products here and there, and I really, really like them. And recently, I found that they have this color care. So the company's Living Proof. They have this color care whole system. It's like a shampoo, conditioner, and it actually is amazing. Like, my hair kind of the richness of the color comes back, because when you color your hair over time, it tends to fade, and then you have to go back. But the most important thing is to keep the richness over time. And so I found that the Living Proof color care system is actually really good. It's an innovative 3-product system, and it starts with shampoo and conditioner, like I mentioned, and it has, like, this invisible shield I read about, and it protects your color from washing out, which is huge, because then your color lasts longer. And they have, which this part is my fave, they have these whipped glazes, and the glaze is also my favorite part when you get your hair done, because it makes it so shiny and amazing. So it comes in 2 different shades. It has highlights for and blondes, and one for darker shades and redheads.
The packaging is so cute on these two. I love the packaging,
and it makes such a difference.
Very chic looking.
Yeah, it's so chic, and it has great ingredients. The color care line is silicone, paraben, sulfate, and cruelty free, which is something I really, really love about Living Proof. And I personally just, anytime I wash my hair, I feel like I'm in good hands. Kind of like it just makes the experience much better. And I come out of the shower, I blow out my hair, I'm like, wow, this looks great. Like, I just got my hair colored. So make the switch to Living Proof today by visiting livingproof.com/slapped and use promo code SLAPPED to get a free sample of their award-winning dry shampoo with your purchase. That's livingproof.com/slapped, promo code SLAPPED. Okay, so we're back and we have some fun games. So now we thought we could play 21 questions. That's really the game, but honestly, it's like 21-ish questions. And I'm going to pick, should I go or do you want to pick? I'm going to pick someone at the back of my head.
Someone who I would have some idea.
I think we should do, like, in the realm of housewives. It doesn't have to be a housewife. It's just in the realm of the world of housewives.
Okay, it doesn't have to be an actual, like, full-time housewife.
It could be anyone.
It could be seasons past.
It could be anyone that has to do with the Housewives franchise.
Okay.
So I'm going to choose someone. Give me a second to think. And then you're going to ask me 21-ish questions. Okay. It could be 3, it could be 21-ish
questions. I like it.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
It's going to be hard.
Okay. Is this person a woman?
Yes.
Is this person currently on... Okay. So they're not on the show anymore. Is this person on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Are they no longer on at all, or they're not a full-time housewife?
Yes,
no longer on at all?
Correct.
When they were on, were they a full-time housewife?
No.
So they've always been a side character, a woman.
Yeah.
What the fuck is her? I was like, I'm really bad at old Beverly Hills because I haven't watched this. Is it the one with the cigarette?
Yes! Allison Dupree!
Our friend Alexa has a strange obsession with her.
That was
Alison Dubois.
Alison Dubois.
I didn't even really watch that. I can't believe I got that. She was like the psychic.
She was the one who smoked the e-cig, basically the jewel of that time, at the dinner, and she was like, she would be like, you're going to get a divorce. And then she would just like smoke her thing like really, really dramatically. That was the best.
Wow, I did that in very few
Wait,
questions.
Can you do one for me?
Okay.
Okay. Is it a woman?
Yes.
Is it on, is she a housewife? Or was she a housewife?
Yes.
So she's not on Vanderpump Rules, not none of those. Mm-hmm. So she is or was a housewife. Is she from New York?
No.
Is she from one of the, is it something I watch? Definitely.
Yes.
Is she from OC?
Yes.
Is she a current housewife? Or, yes, current.
No.
Is she, does she love Jesus?
Yes.
Really? Is it Jesus Jugs? What's her name?
Yes.
It is?
Alexis Bellino?
Alexis Bellino!
Alexis Bellino! Bellino reporting live!
How did I just assume? It's so random.
I feel like we've talked about her the most of all the old the old
Alexis reporting live!
Alexis Bellino!
Reporting live. Oh my God. That was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, who do you want to bet slap this week, Jordana?
I'm going to bet slap Elizabeth Holmes because I just watched Theranos.
That's true.
Which I thought was pronounced Theranos, which makes it sound a lot scarier.
Yeah, well, Jordana, you never knew how to pronounce anything.
It's still the same.
It's still the same. Hermann Hesse. What did you call him?
I called him Hermann Hesse. His name is Herman.
Is it now?
Hermann Hesse.
I have like now my memories are
yeah,
so
I'm not
skewed.
Sure which one's real and which one's not. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
What
yeah,
did I just
Scourge.
Ask you about Cosme?
Yeah. That's right. That's
I know.
How you say Cosme.
I was like Cosme. Cosm.
You thought cleanser, like facial cleanser, was cleanser. We played like word Jeopardy in like 11th grade English and
scored
the word was scourge.
Oh, and that's a hard one.
Scourge.
I really still think I'd get that one wrong.
And you like press the button. It was really funny.
Oh, you know, like the word Jesuit.
Yeah.
In social studies class. One of my most embarrassing moments was when I raised my hand to answer a question. I said like G-sweets. And I was like, he's like, you mean Jesuit? Like even the teacher was making fun of me. It was really... It was a more embarrassing time.
Up.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the teacher?
Mr. Mooma.
Oh yeah.
I remember it very vividly. I was like cringing for myself. It was very embarrassing.
It's like G Suite, like on Google.
Yeah, well, how would you know how to say it?
Jesuit.
I'm very bad at pronouncing things, so don't
like woman.
Woman.
Okay, Trudana, how do you say plural of a woman?
Women.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Sammy taught me how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Like whim. Like on a whim, yeah. Women, and women. Then woman.
Woman.
Is one woman. I really thought they were pronounced the same until about 6 months ago. So
I think maybe less. It's been who are we bet slapping? I think I want to bet slap Storybook Mike. Like from the Dear Betch email.
Oh, yeah. Idiot.
Moron. I'm bet slapping him.
Yeah. Anyone who... Don't ever ask if someone else is around because like they're always around.
I also might want to bet slap somebody working on marketing on Poosh who made Poosh the boundaries.
Poosh. I mean, we'll see if you have to bet slap them or if they're going to become a huge success.
Yeah, but I still can like Poosh
the
boundaries.
You can still Poosh them into the water.
All right, everybody, please email us slapped@betches.com for your Dear Betches. Any games you want us to play, any thoughts, questions, concerns, comments, anything.
Slapped@betches.com.
If we make no changes to this, we have a little bit of a surprise for next week's episode, so I'm really excited if we make no changes.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
So stay tuned to next week, and don't forget to tell all of your friends to rate, review, subscribe. We love this podcast. We've been doing it forever, and we're going to keep doing it. So, all right. Bye.
Bye.